This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission says proportional representation candidates can be withdrawn and replaced. Snow leopard survey underway in Mustang and Monang. Census of water birds begins in Khadaghori wetland in Kailali district. And U.S. launches strikes on Venezuela. U.S. President Donald Trump says Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro captured. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has said any candidate on a political party's close list under the proportional representation system can withdraw their name within the specified time. The party will then be allowed to replace the candidate. The Election Commission is currently verifying nominations from 64 political parties. The Commission spokesperson, Naren Prasad Bhattrai, said parties will be notified to correct any errors by the 11th of January. Candidates on the revised list can apply to withdraw by the 12th of January. The Commission will inform the respective party, which may submit a replacement. The final close list will be made public after addressing any protest or claims. The list will open for objections on the 18th of January, and the final version of the list will be published on the 3rd of February. The Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has released its annual calendar of national and international competitions. CAN Secretary Paras Kharga unveiled the calendar at a press conference in Kathmandu. The domestic season begins in January with the Men's Prime Minister's Cup. The tournament will continue until April, covering district to central levels. The Nepal Premier League franchise cricket tournament has been scheduled from October to November. On the international front, Nepal will host the global qualifier for International Cricket Council Women's 2020 World Cup in January. The Nepali men's team will take part in the much-awaited T20 World Cup in India in February. The men's team will play the International Cricket Council League 2 series in March. The women's team will also play a bilateral series. The under-19 team will tour Bhutan. The Men's Asian Cricket Council Premier Cup will be held in August along with the T20 series against Kuwait. In September, the men's team will play a bilateral series while the women's team will face the United Arab Emirates. That will sum up Nepal's 2026 cricket calendar. A snow leopard survey is being conducted simultaneously in Mustang and Monang districts to determine the species population in these two districts. The survey is being carried out by the Annapurna Conservation Area Project through its offices in Lomanthang and Zomsom in Mustang and in Monang district. Earlier studies relied on a limited number of camera traps placed in selected areas. As a result, the exact number of snow leopards in Mustang and Monang could not be confirmed. This year, the project has expanded the survey. Camera traps are being installed across wider areas believed to be snow leopard habitats. Umesh Paurel, the head of the Annapurna Conservation Area Project Office in Lomanthang, said winter is the most suitable time for the survey. He explained that the snowfall at higher elevation reduces grazing areas. This forces prey species to move to lower altitudes, making snow leopards easier to monitor. According to Paurel, more than 130 camera trap surveys will be carried out in 4 municipalities across 661 grids in Mustang. Technicians and local residents have been deployed to high-altitude habitats and known movement routes. From snow leopards to birds, the number of water birds in Khadaghori wetland of Kailali district has fallen in recent years. Conservationists say the decline is a serious concern. Experts point to unsafe habitats and a lack of food as key reasons. Poaching has also affected bird numbers. They warn that the trend reflects poor ecological health of the wetland. Dayaram Chowdhury, who is the chair of the Bird Conservation Network in Kailali, said around 1,100 birds were recorded during last year's count. This figure was lower in 2022. He added that the population of harihans, a duck species, has also decreased. Ghodaghodi wetland includes 24 lakes. Ghodaghodi Lake is the largest natural lake in Nepal's Tarai region. Stakeholders say protecting the area's biodiversity is urgent. The Sudhir Paschim Province government declared Ghodaghodi Lake Nepal's first bird sanctuary back in 11th of March 2022. The wetland is home to about 381 bird species. Meanwhile, the annual bird census in the Ghodaghodi area began today. It will conclude on the 5th of January. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Internet masak gardos.
Data voice SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का प्याकेज खरीद करना #14## टाइल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार।
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The United States carried out a large-scale military strike on Venezuela early Saturday. President Donald Trump said Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, were captured and flown out of the country during the operation. Trump described the strikes as successful and said they were conducted alongside law enforcement. He added that more details would follow at a planned briefing. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said Maduro has been indicted in New York on charges including narco-terrorism, drugs and weapons offenses, and will face trial in U.S. courts. Venezuelan authorities condemned the action as extremely serious military aggression and declared a national emergency. The government called on citizens to mobilize and rejected the strikes as a violation of sovereignty. Explosions and aircraft activity were reported over Caracas during the early morning operation. Independent confirmation of Maduro's capture is still pending. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was reported to have said no further military action is expected now that Maduro is in custody. The strikes mark a major escalation in U.S. involvement in Latin America, amid long-standing accusations that Maduro's government engages in drug trafficking and undermines democratic processes, claims that his government has always denied. The United Arab Emirates has expressed deep concern over the recent escalation in Yemen and called on all parties to exercise restraint. The Southern Transitional Council, STC, long part of Yemen's internationally recognized government and backed by UAE, seized large parts of southern Yemen last month, including Hadramaut. The SDC has proposed a two-year transition leading to a referendum on independence for a potential new South Arabian state. Presidential Council Chief Rashad Al-Alimi said he had asked Saudi Arabia to host a forum to resolve the southern issue and bring all southern factions together. Aden Airport, the main hub outside Houthi-controlled areas, has remained closed following a dispute over flight restrictions, with both the SDC and Saudi Arabia blaming each other. Earlier this week, Saudi Arabia conducted airstrikes in Hadramaut and requested the departure of remaining UAE forces, which the UAE complied with Qatar, and Qatar welcomed efforts by the internationally recognized government to address the southern issue. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. The weather will be mainly fair in the remaining areas of the country. Light rain and snowfall are possible at one or two places in the high hills and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali Provinces. Cold wave and fog will occur in many places in the Tarai region. Doctors and authorities have advised people in the Tarai Madhes region not to venture out, especially in the cold, unless emergency. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Election Commission says proportional representation candidates can be withdrawn and replaced. Snow leopard survey underway in Mustang and Manang districts. Census of water birds begins in Kodagori wetland in Kailali district. And U.S. launches strikes on Venezuela. U.S. President Donald Trump says Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro captured. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 tomorrow morning. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and good night.